Ladies and gentlemen, Christmas greetings from Hollywood. A group of old friends of yours, that very fine movie family of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios, has asked this radio station for a few minutes so that they might visit with you. It seems that these old friends of yours and of ours want to wish you a Merry Christmas. So we are delighted to bring you the Hardy family, for their sentiments are our sentiments. And now for the Hardys. It is Christmas in their home, too. Judge and Mother Hardy are sitting by the fireplace, their memories wandering back to the many other happy holidays they've spent together. Andy is gazing dreamily into the fire, and perhaps it is the face of his sweetheart, Polly Benedict, that he sees in the dancing flames. Marion is not yet home, for at the moment she is delivering the annual supply of Hardy Christmas baskets. Aunt Millie is wrapping the last of the holiday gifts, Christmas 1939, with the Hardy family.
Mother, you better get rid of that knitting. Remember, you've got a hard day ahead of you tomorrow.
Oh, just a few more stitches, James. Polly will be over early, and I want to get it finished and wrap it tonight.
It's nearly midnight. Marion should be here by now.
Yes, she should. How many Christmas baskets did she take with her, Millie?
17. That means 17 different stops. Oh, she'll be along.
Well, you might have offered to help her, Andy.
I did, but when that new boyfriend of hers started beetling his eyebrows at me, I thought better of it. Say, you should have seen him throw those big baskets into the car just like they were thimbles.
You've got your usual quarter for making it a discreet withdrawal, didn't you?
Now, Dad, you know that that's kid stuff. I'm grown up now.
Yes, Andy, so you are. And so is Marion. I sometimes wish the people who run the affairs of this world were a little grown up, too.
Well, folks, better get your Christmas shopping done early. It's 2 minutes till Christmas.
You believe in Santa Claus, don't you, Andy?
Of course I do, Mom. Even when he hasn't got whiskers like that.
I'm afraid that we're going to welcome Christmas without Marion.
Well, Marion's doing much more for the spirit of Christmas right where she is.
There she goes!
Merry Christmas to you, Andy.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. Oh, jingle bells. Hello? Oh, just a minute. Mom, it's Marion.
Oh, hello, Marion, dear. Well, did you deliver all the baskets?
Oh, fine. What time will you be home?
Oh, well, wait a minute. She wants to wish us all a Merry Christmas. Now, oh, carefully. All right, dear.
Hey, Mom, you got the wrong... Say it again, Marion.
The best of everything to all of you, and that comes from the heart of a happy girl who is proud to be one of you.
It's a very brave sentiment, Marion.
And your sentiment, Dad?
Oh, very simple. Peace and freedom, progress, prosperity, enduring security. Simple words, Marion, but such important ones. And I wish that all heads will be held high and hearts be kept full. And I wish that the coming year will find all of us happily and contentedly together.
Hurry home, Marion. Bye.
And when I say all of us, of course I mean all of you, ladies and gentlemen. Because without you, there wouldn't be any us. So will you accept our sincerest wish for the merriest Christmas ever? And a new year that's happier beyond your fondest hopes? And a wish that Christmas 1940 will find all of us able to say, in all lands and in all hearts, there truly is peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Judy Garland echoes a beautiful sentiment with a beautiful song. A song dear to the hearts of all of us at Christmas time. the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Hardy family, Lewis Stone, Mickey Rooney, Faye Holden, Cecilia Parker, Sarah Hayden, from Judy Garland, from everybody in Hollywood, from the prop boy of the smallest studio to the president of the biggest, from the brightest star to the most obscure extra player, and from this station, which is happy to bring their greetings to you, a merry, merry Christmas.